there's a really interesting report that UniCredit may be exploring a partnership with an infrastructure provider to support future crypto trading, custody, and tokenized investment services.
That would reflect a broader trend among traditional banks, which are looking for regulated and secure ways to give clients access to digital assets and blockchain-based financial products.
And the report suggests that the Italian banking group isn't necessarily trying to build every part of the system in-house.
Instead, it may partner with an established specialist to provide the technical and operational infrastructure needed for crypto services.
That could include asset custody, transaction execution, compliance controls, product management, cybersecurity, transaction screening, and reporting.
For a large bank, entering the crypto market is not just about adding a buy and sell feature to an app.
It's about managing how digital assets are stored, transferred, valued, monitored, and reported, while still meeting the regulatory and customer protection standards expected of a financial institution.
A partnership model could allow UniCredit to move faster while reducing technical risk.
It could also let the bank retain control of the customer relationship while outsourcing selected back-end functions to a specialist provider.
The potential services could cover three main areas.
First, crypto trading. Eligible customers could buy and sell selected cryptocurrencies through a banking environment.
That could make digital assets more accessible to clients who prefer using a familiar bank rather than a standalone crypto exchange.
Second, crypto custody. This would involve the secure holding and administration of digital assets on behalf of customers.
That part is especially important because cryptocurrencies are controlled by private keys, and losing or compromising those keys can result in permanent loss of access.
Strong custody really requires robust security, recovery procedures, and operational controls.
Third, UniCredit is reportedly considering tokenized investment products.
Tokenization involves representing ownership or investment interests on a blockchain.
In the future, that could be used for products linked to securities, funds, private market assets, or other financial instruments.
Tokenized products may improve settlement efficiency, automate certain processes, and give investors access to markets that are traditionally less liquid.
The reported initiative reflects a wider shift in how major financial institutions view digital assets.
In the early days of crypto, many banks treated cryptocurrencies mainly as a risk.
Today, many are examining the underlying technology and the commercial demand for regulated digital asset services.
Customers increasingly expect their banks to offer a broader range of investment options through a single trusted platform.
For banks, crypto services could help retain technologically sophisticated clients, support institutional demand, generate fee income, and allow them to participate in the development of tokenized financial markets rather than respond after those markets have matured.
That said, institutional adoption depends on clear rules and strong risk controls.
Banks must consider price volatility, liquidity, market manipulation, sanctions compliance, consumer protection, tax reporting, and operational failures.
Those concerns make infrastructure selection a central part of any crypto strategy.
Any UniCredit crypto initiative would likely need to comply with applicable European and national regulations.
Regulatory frameworks are becoming more structured, but requirements can vary depending on the asset, the service, and the type of customer.
Compliance would likely be built into the service from the beginning, including identity verification, anti-money laundering monitoring, transaction surveillance, suitability assessments, disclosures, and detailed record keeping.
That means the technology partner would need to provide more than a basic trading interface.
It would need to support the controls expected of a regulated banking organization.
Customer education would also be important.
Crypto assets can experience large price movements, and tokenized products may involve risks unfamiliar to traditional investors.
A bank-led service could improve transparency by explaining fees, liquidity conditions, custody arrangements, and the potential for loss before customers invest.
The reported search for an infrastructure partner does not necessarily mean a full product launch is imminent.
Partnerships of this kind can involve extensive testing, legal reviews, regulatory discussions, and internal approvals.
The final range of services, supported assets, and customer eligibility requirements may differ from early reports.
Still, the development shows that digital assets are increasingly being evaluated as part of mainstream financial infrastructure.
If banks such as UniCredit can combine traditional safeguards with blockchain-based functionality, customers may eventually access crypto trading, custody, and tokenized investments through the same institutions they already use for conventional finance.
The key question is not simply whether a bank enters the crypto market, but how it does so.
The quality of the infrastructure, the strength of the custody model, the clarity of the regulatory framework, and the level of customer protection will determine whether these services become a lasting part of modern banking.